Lots of energy this morning, huh? Okay, well, that's good. Okay, I have a question for each one of you today. I'm going to go around and I'm going to let you tell me what your name is. Everybody needs to tell me what their name is. What is your name?
Gabriel.
Tibia.
Valerie.
What is his name?
Alancito.
William.
Jaden. Rest.
What is your name?
They said Joy.
Jeremy.
Okay. Now, you've all told me what your names are, and I'm going to ask a question. Who are you? Do you know who you really are? Okay. Might be a little bit tricky today, huh? Matthew chapter 19 tells us that Jesus said, don't say no to the little children. Don't push them away. Let them come to me so that I can lay hands on them and so that I can bless them. So Jesus wants you to come to him. Because one thing you are is a child of the living God. Your special children are special in the eyes of God. But I have a little story to tell you about me. Now, you've all told me what your names are. My name is Gloria. In my family, that name was trouble. There was an actress named Gloria that didn't do very good things, and my grandmother did not like that Gloria. When my older brother was being potty trained, as we all do when we're being potty trained, he wet in his pants. And my grandmother hollered out and said, what? Are you some kind of Gloria or something? My goodness, does that mean I'm a person that's going to wet on myself all the time? But in my family, Gloria did mean somebody who's going to do bad things. And I grew up with that belief that Gloria was going to do bad things. Guess what Gloria did? Gloria did bad things. Because I believed and I was told that that's what I was supposed to do. Now, I still had this name, Gloria. It had different meanings to different people. But I thought I was a bad person. And because I thought I was a bad person, I did bad things. But something happened later on. Do you know I found out that my name means something completely different? My name means continual honor, praise, and glory to the one true living God. That's completely different than one who's going to wet on herself and do bad things, isn't it? It took a long time for me to be convinced that I had a better meaning. I had the same name. But the meaning of my name was different. I was no longer a bad person. I was a person that God loved, which he loved me all the time, but I didn't believe that. So I have a question for you. Sometimes have you ever not liked yourself? Have you ever thought maybe somebody's cuter than you, prettier than you, smarter than you? Can do more than you can do. That's all pretty typical, isn't it? And when we feel that way, we feel kind of bad about ourselves, don't we? But God says you're special. He said that he sends angels to minister to you, and that your angels look at the very face of God so that they can minister to you. Right now, get that picture in your eye, in your spirit, and get the picture that you have an angel that is right around you right now. And that angel has already seen the face of God, and that angel is getting directions from God of how to help you. Because God says, my little ones are special. And when you give your heart to the Lord at a young age, guess what you can do? You can actually lead big people to Jesus. Because Jesus also says that the little ones will lead them. My younger daughter went to stay over one night at some people's house. And she had good manners. She said, thank you, please, yes ma'am, no ma'am, yes sir, no sir. She didn't take part in some of the other things that were going on at the sleepover. And that grandfather of the little girl she went to visit came to church, and he had never been to church before. And he came to our church and he said, I had to find out who the parents of that little girl was. I had to find out who they were. Because that's the best acting preacher's kid I've ever seen. See, preacher's kids sometimes get a bad image. Sometimes just because they're preacher's children doesn't mean they act right. And so sometimes it's giving preacher's children a bad name. This man was so impressed with our younger daughter that not only did he come to church, but he gave his heart to the Lord because of what my younger daughter had done and the actions that she took. So I want you to know that you have a special name in God's eyes. You've given me your physical name, but you have a name in the heart of God that tells you you're special. You're important. You are meant to be here, and you are meant to know the living God in your heart and to help other people to know him too. You are special. So when I ask the question, who are you? I want everybody to answer, I am a child of God. Can we do that? Everybody, you're going to say, I am a child of God? Who are you?
I am a child of God. Say it.
Who are you?
I am a child of God.
Oh, louder than that. Who are you?
I am a child of God.
One more time. Who are you?
I am a child of God.
Because he loves you, he sent angels to minister to you, and you are children of the living God. Amen? All right, who would like to pray for us today? Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Please let all of us learn something new this morning. Please help us love you and let us understand and know that we're always with you and that you're always protecting us. Thank you for letting us all be here, and thank you for letting us enjoy the story. In Jesus' name, amen.